This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 30th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Mr. Modi's re-election as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. All suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till 28th of this month. The Mann Ki Baat program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The second annual meeting of Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies, ICET, between India and US will begin today in New Delhi. During the two-day meeting, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his US counterpart, Jake Sullivan, will review the entire spectrum of Indo-US strategic ties. Sources said the main focus of the ICET meeting will be a comprehensive review of all projects discussed during the Washington meeting on 31st of January 2023. This includes transfer of technology related to GE-414 jet engines for Tejas Mark II fighters. Mr. Doval and Mr. Sullivan are also likely to discuss a new bilateral defense industrial cooperation roadmap. This roadmap aims to accelerate joint development and production of jet engines, loitering ammunition and other critical systems. A four-member central team of the BJP, including senior leaders Ravi Shankar Prasad and Biplab Kumar Dev, arrived in Kolkata yesterday evening to take stock of the situation after violence against the party workers in West Bengal following the Lok Sabha elections. The team met some victims of post-poll violence who have been provided shelter by the BJP at a house near its state headquarters in Kolkata, stating that he came to West Bengal during the panchayat polls and also the Assembly elections in 2021, Ravi Shankar Prasad said that then also the violence had occurred in the state and that the same is being repeated after the recently concluded Lok Sabha elections. In Sikkim, the evacuation of more than 1,200 tourists stranded in Mangan district might begin today if the weather permits, as it could not take place during the day yesterday due to unfavorable conditions. Talking to Akashvani News District Magistrate of Mangan, Hem Kumar Chhatri said that the evacuation process will take place either by air or road if the weather permits. Mr. Chhatri said all stranded tourists are safe and district administration is taking care of the lodging by getting them accommodated at various hotels in Lachung town where they are provided food at a nominal rate. India's textile exports grew by 9.59% in May this year compared to the previous year despite unfavorable economic conditions in major markets such as the European Union, EU, the US and West Asian nations. In a report, Confederation of Indian Textile Industry, CITI, said India's apparel exports also saw a growth of 9.84% during the same period. The festival of sacrifice, Eid al-Azha or Bakrid, is being celebrated today. The faithfuls will offer Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, main Eid prayer congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to the people of the nation on the occasion of Eid al-Zuha. In her message, the President said, "The holy festival of Eid al-Zuha is a symbol of renunciation and sacrifice." In archery, Ankita Bhakat and Bhajan Kaur sealed India a quota place in the women's individual recurve event from the final Olympic qualifier in Antalya, Turkey yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.